Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 welcome everybody back to Say We're Not Athletes Respectfully Radio. It is my second season and my name is Peter Richardson Jr. Today I got Lally on with me here today. He's going to talk about what his up and coming football season up in the CFL league. He is a graduate of Texas Tech alum and he had plays for teams like the Dallas Cowboys. So please listen up and tune in, my friend. I got that power.
Track, you know, Will.i.am do his thing with them beats, and man, every time
time it come on the NBA playoff, I had to put it on my show. So shout out to Big Will I Am and also Justin Bieber, regardless of all the controversy going on surrounding that young man. He's just a young man, YOLO. You only live once, but he long as he learned from his mistakes. But anyway, everybody, welcome back to my show. Once again, my name is Peter Richardson, and I am the owner and sole creator of Say When I Athletes Respectfully. So regardless if you're out doing a nightly drive or you just out sitting at your computer listening to me speak, I commend you and thank you. Today I am going to interview a very close friend of mine. I've seen this guy come in as a gray shirt who worked his way up through the Texas Tech receiver ranks, and as you already know, in order just to be offered to get a scholarship at Texas Tech as being a receiver is a tremendous accomplishment. This guy has played, he's played on the side of, everybody already know, the Michael Crabtree. He's called passes from Graham Harrell, who's Crabtree with the 49ers, Graham Harrell's with the Packers. This guy is played with legendary Taylor Potts, who was a good quarterback, you know, from Abilene. Abilene, I've seen them put a trio together, Taylor Potts and Kobe Lewis and Lyle Leon. Those three guys is tremendous athletes. So I want to welcome everybody, Lyle, Lily Ron, Leon. How's it going, man?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, man. I feel honored, man.
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good, man. Appreciate you taking time out of your business day. I understand you in the CFL right now. You getting ready. You start camp tomorrow, correct?
Yep, start camp tomorrow up here in Canada. It's a different atmosphere, but, I mean, it's pretty cool, though. I enjoy it so far.
That's good, man. That's good. So tell us a little about the your season coming up. You know, what's the name of your team? You know, where are you guys located? And do you already got your number picked out or whatnot?
We are the Hamilton Tigers. We're located in Hamilton, Canada. I don't really know the province that we're in, but I'm going to figure it out if I ever get blessed enough to come back on the show. The season starts in about a week and a half. You know, the game's real different from American football, but, you know, it's a good league for receivers, and that's what it's geared for. So, you know, I'm happy to be here. I'm ready to you know, see if I still got it, man.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool, man. I'm happy for you, man. We know you still got it, man. I know. We were just talking to you before the show earlier, and you were studying. I was like, look at it, you know, a student of the game. You know, so what would you tell somebody who was going into their senior season of college? What would you tell somebody going into their senior season of college? Because, you know, you got the summer coming up, then you roll right into the fall. But then after the fall, you got the spring. Most people go, you know, they do the combine, and some people choose to just look for a career or a job. You know, so what would you tell that senior right now is about to play in his last football season?
You know, most important thing I tell him is get that degree. You know what I'm saying? I play with a lot of talented people, you know, including yourself. And, you know, most people that I know aren't playing football anymore. So I say, you know, get your degree and enjoy it while you got to enjoy your teammates, because, you know, you'll never have that same bond again, because you've done so much with your brothers, you know. So, I mean, that's why, you know, me and you are close friends. We've been through so much, done so many things that, you know, we didn't even think we could do. So I just say enjoy your teammates, enjoy the moment, and get that degree.
Most importantly, get that degree. You heard it from the man himself. And also, man, what would you tell that 17-and-a-half, maybe 18-year-old who probably busted his butt? Man, he could be busting his butt right now in the gym, maybe doing some sit-ups or probably doing some stretches, you know, or something, because he got his mind set on going into his senior year in high school, you know, because his goal is to obtain that athletic scholarship. But what would you tell him just so he won't lose focus on the academic side of it?
I just tell him, you know, things don't always work out how you want it, you know. Just because you're the best doesn't mean you necessarily get the fair chance or get the opportunity you deserve, or, you know, an injury could occur. So I just say, you know, while you're doing it, give 100%. But, you know, it's important you take care of your business and get your make sure you take care of your grades, because football doesn't last forever. So that's definitely what I say to the young people.
I know that's right. Football does not last forever, man. And as me and you both, well, you still participate in this sport. You know, I'm done with mine. So my phase two of my life has already started. But it's really hard to realize, man. You know, when you're young, coming up, that football is only phase one, regardless if you know, Brian Urlacher, he's just retired. You know, he played in the NFL for numerous of years. Shout out to Brian Urlacher. You know, he was a great linebacker. Great athlete, you know, but that's only phase one. You know, life does go on after sports. You know, that's the hard part. So, man, how hard was it, you know, because most people think it's easy playing Division I sports, regardless of what sport it is. So how did you keep your mind right as far as, in, you know, focusing on school and sports? Because majority of times people get lost in the football aspect of it. Because I know you heard the term instead of student athlete, it's being an athletic student. You see, so man, just give us a little insight. You know, let somebody know what helped you get through it and keep your mind right.
You know, first off, if you don't make your grades, you can't play. So that was a big part. And you know, secondly, is just my friends and family. I had a lot of, you know, good friends that had their heads on straight. They're doing what they're supposed to do. It's easy to get lost in football and think that's what you went to school for and that's all it's about when you've been blessed for a scholarship. But, you know, you just got to realize it's not always about football. You know, it's about everything. It's about being a good person on and off the field, taking care of your business. So I think football teaches you responsibility, which translates to your grades. So, you know, we had practice at 5:30, you know what happens if you weren't there. It's a problem. So the same with class.
exactly.
You know, it has responsibility, and I think they go hand in hand. You got to be responsible and take care of your business. If you don't on the football field, you won't play. If you don't in the classroom, you won't play. So they correlate, and, you know, it's a good thing. It teaches you a lot in life, and it even prepares you for the next phase in life. So it's been a blessing.
Ooh-wee. Hey, you hit it right on the nail right there, Lyle. You hit it right on the nail, man. Did you guys hear that? I hope you guys heard that right there, because if you didn't, it really needs to sink in. Because, you know, especially when you're 18 years old, you living on that high, you know, you coming in, you got people knowing who you are, you got people that you don't have any idea, you know, who they are or anything like that. So some people kind of get the big head and kind of get lost, you know, and to be completely honest, I was really one of them. You know, I was like, oh, man, I'm coming in to Lubbock, Oklahoma, from Oklahoma. It's like, you know, I can kind of get used to this and you know, kind of seeing, like, really my studies dropping off and really my performance on the field kind of dropping off. But I got a second chance. You know, my academic advisor, shout out to Big Darren Ford, he told me my first spring break my freshman year. It was like, Pete, if you're going to do this, same thing you did last semester, don't even come back. That's what he told me. He just told me, don't even come back. So you best believe that next semester, next fall, I was on the honor roll. You know what I'm saying? Because I realized, man, I had to really distinguish who my real friends were. So, man, you guys listen to Lil Ron. So, man, do you already got your numbers you're going to be wearing this year?
Yeah, man, they gave me 86, but, you know, I'm hoping as people fall, you know what I'm saying, I could pick up, you know, 19 again and, you know, sport my number, man. Been a long time since I got to wear it.
Oh, yeah, man, I hear you. So go ahead and let people know where they can follow you on Twitter. You know, let people know how they can keep in contact and follow Lyle Leon, the Abilene native, man. Let them know how they can find you.
Hey, follow me at, you know, Lily Ron, 19, that's 2 L's, LILLYRON 19. You know, follow your boy, I'll follow you back. You know, shout me out, I'll shout you back. You know, just a regular dude, just doing what I love to do. So, you know, I'd be honored anybody that want to follow me. And make sure y'all go follow my man Pete. You know what I'm saying? Big things are ahead, so make sure y'all go follow him.
That's what's up, man. Y'all heard it from the man himself. Follow him, he'll follow you back. If you shout him out, he'll shout you out. You hit it right on the nail, man. You just a regular man. I say a regular man living out a dream. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Don't let nobody tell you what's best for you. You know what I mean? I have a saying, if you wake up every day and you enjoy what you're doing, then you're being successful. But there's a difference between being successful and being complacent. And there's no other way than seeing, living that out in the sports world, you know, because there's always somebody else out there working. There's somebody else always out there training. But if you take that mindset from the field and put that, apply that in the workforce, you know, I mean, sky's the limit. Yes, we only got one LeBron James. We only got one Michael Jordan. We only got one Adrian Peterson. We only got one Lyle Leon. You know what I'm saying? But take that mindset to the work field. And, man, go ahead and get your raise. Go ahead and work up that corporate ladder, man, because to us, especially majority minorities, man, we have so much else to us. You know, we have so much that we could display and other people can learn, man. Just because you come from a rough area or just because you come from this place or that place doesn't necessarily mean that you can't make it. But anyways, I want to give thanks to Lyle Leon, man. Thank you for coming on to my show, man. It's really a blessing. I commend you once again, and I'm not going to hold you no more. I know you got to study your playbook and get ready to go out there on the field and show them boys what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, appreciate you having me on the show. It's an honor, man. You know what I'm saying? I've always looked up to you since I met you. Shout out to Muskogee. You know.
Yeah.
I was trying to get your number and honor you this year, man, but it was already taken, man. Somebody else already knew who you was. So, you know, I'm going to try to cop it next year, man.
Cop it next year, then. You're going to be there, man. Hey, more power to you, Mr. Lily Ron himself. You have yourself a good night, brother. But God bless you.
Hey, you too, brother, man. It's always an honor hearing from my age, man.
Cool, man. And everybody, I'm going to go ahead and go into a music break. I got that work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. DJ Gunner,
yeah.
Con, and Akon, and my main, Miggity, man, Neo. All righty.
When I just bang, bang, and pop it, while the club crowd are just watching, work it out. Got a gang of cash, and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast, because I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, you might have just broke the law.
Work it out.
It's your turn to grab it, and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Hey, that a hustler's work is never through. We're making it, because we're making more. The only thing we know how to do. That is the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard. Keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard. Keep partying like it's your job.
Work it out.
Hey, that a hustler's work is never through. We making it cause we making moves. The only thing we know how to do. That is the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. Keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. That our hustle work is never through. We're making it cause we're making more. The only thing we know how to do. That's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
Right now, ha ha, Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know, I'm back on the air. My bad. You know, I'll just be clowning around. But once again, shout out to Lyle Leon, man. That man, that he has tremendous character. And go ahead, y'all go follow that man on Twitter at Lily Ron. Go ahead and do that. You can also follow me on Twitter at Sore Every Day if you want to hear about my journey. That what I do on a day-to-day basis with Sore. I keep you updated with current events. I keep you updated with motivation. Everybody needs to get a little motivation every once in a while. So, you know, who else better to come from than somebody that's real and somebody who done been through a little bit, you know? So go ahead and follow me at Sore Every Day, or you can go like my Facebook page, facebook.com/SaveOurAthletes, respectfully, SOAR. And also next week I got another guy from Texas Tech I'm going to interview. Everybody already knows what happened in Oklahoma a few weeks ago. My heart still goes out to the Oklahomans. I'm an Oklahoman, and with that being said, I'm gonna interview Tremaine Swindle. He's also a tremendous guy. He's grown to be a father, man. He's a great father. I seen him during Texas Tech spring game, man. He's doing good for himself. You know, we need more people out there in this world. Like you don't need to be a millionaire. You don't need to be a professional athlete. You don't need to be a politician. You don't need to ride around in fancy cars with big wheels to label yourself successful. Like I stated earlier in my show, if you wake up and you're happy and you enjoy what you do every day, then you're successful. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not successful. Please. You know, and I ain't going to say that's a problem, but I think that's a lot of mindset. We think if we ain't all flashy and stuff, but if you paying your bills, you take care of your family, man, put a smile in your face. You hear me? Put a smile in your face. But with that being said, you can catch me next week interviewing Tremaine Swindle. Same short day, same short place. And if you're in the Oklahoma area, we got that Summer Blaze event that's going to be blazing, all put together by Lonnie Barker and company. It's going to be, if you want to come somewhere where it's uplifting, you know, you want to see some successful men come together and put an event together, come to the Summer Blaze. It's going to be June 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Civic Center. There will be food provided. There will be some entertainment provided. And plus, I'm going to be speaking. So come here, somebody. It's real. You know, come, I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So come hear me. And with that being said, I can't let you go without hearing my favorite theme song, which is Nicki Minaj, Freaking Rihanna. So, there you go. See you next week.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to drive. I came to win, to fight.
Burden placed upon me, but when you go hard, your name become yay. Yankee Stadium with Jay. to conquer.